We have 115,000 Irish nationals living in the States legally, and it's harder to get a quantification of the exact number of undocumented Irish, but it has been estimated to be anything up to 50,000. We've all been at funerals where the sons and daughters haven't been there to bury their mothers and fathers because they're in the States without the ability to come home and haven't been able to do so for many years. So it's crucial across all parties, Minister, and I know it's something that you do know the importance of and are working on, that we re-emphasise and redouble our efforts with the Houses of Congress, with the House of Representatives and indeed with the Senate to try and build a coalition and deal with the threats that are there at the moment to actually making progress in this regard.
We are all looking to try and find ways in which we can progress this issue, given the political landscape that exists at the moment. But it's not straightforward, as you have outlined. Politics in Washington is deeply divided right now. It's difficult to get bipartisan agreement on anything, never mind immigration reform. So we will continue to look at that. John Deasy specifically is looking at this issue and nothing else in the context of his work in the US, and is building contacts and friendships with people who do want to help. The question is how to get that across the line in the context of the broader debates on immigration and some of the issues that are being dealt with on Capitol Hill at the moment. But we will continue to prioritise, and I'm sure I'll be back in Washington again in the coming months.